Cellular respiration is very important to understand because it continues to build throughout science courses. Understanding the basics and introductory courses helps when learning really specific details of cellular respiration in upper-level courses such as microbiology and biochemistry. It's sometimes very hard for students to grasp, but when you take a step back and look at the big picture, all of the steps fit together like a jigsaw puzzle, just like the one we've presented in our poster. To start cellular respiration, our bodies begin going through a process known as glycolysis, which is the splitting of sugar. To be more specific, glycolysis breaks down one molecule of glucose that contains six carbons into two molecules of pyruvate that each contain three carbons. This occurs in the cytoplasm and does not require oxygen. Glycolysis with one glucose molecule forms two pyruvate, two ATP, and two NADH. From glycolysis, the process of pyruvate oxidation begins. This is the first step in the cellular respiration process that takes place in the mitochondria, where pyruvate is converted to acetyl coenzyme A, or in a shortened form, acetyl-CoA. Pyruvate oxidation also creates one NADH. Acetyl-CoA is the piece of the puzzle that links glycolysis to the citric acid cycle. The citric acid cycle, also known as the Krebs cycle, is the complete breakdown of acetyl-CoA to CO2, and this process yields one ATP, three NADH, and one FADH2 per turn. After the citric acid cycle finishes, oxidative phosphorylation begins, and chemiosmosis-coupled electrons transport through the cycle and create ATP synthesis. The two electron carriers that do this are NADH and FADH2. This was just a basic rundown of the process of cellular respiration. Our poster overall appeals to multiple different learning styles. The pictures within the puzzle pieces piece together the process on a visual scale, but then the descriptions on the right of the puzzle pieces help with more verbal learners who need a description to fully understand a concept. This poster can help us not only to teach students in the future, but it also provides the students a new way to view cellular respiration that they had not yet thought of in the form of a puzzle. This semester, our group has learned that throughout a student's lifetime, their different experiences shape their mental models. Different styles of learning also play into a student's mental model. Active learning focuses on how students interact with the material so as to shape the teaching around their mental models to create the best learning environment. This presentation includes pictures, writing, and audio to cater to students' different learning styles and mental models. The pictures are there for students who learn best by visualizing the processes, the writing is for students who learn best by reading, and the audio is for students who are auditory learners. Since there has been no interaction with the students to figure out their learning styles, a combination of multiple different styles was included for the best possible learning. Our experiences as students at Auburn University have really shaped the way we teach classes to the next generation of Auburn students. Since Auburn University implements active learning and strenuous classes, we know which topics can be most difficult for students. We can then sympathize with these students because we had issues with the same topics. It has also helped us understand different mental models from our previous experience working in groups. This allows us to implement different teaching styles into our lesson plans so students can get the most out of their learning. So in conclusion, cellular respiration is a difficult topic among students in science courses. This presentation has used multiple different teaching styles to try to help students with many different learning styles understand the concept. Although this cycle seems to puzzle many, it is a stepwise process and cannot move forward without the completion of the previous step. Since all processes are cumulative, they are similar to one another. This poster was created to serve as a guide for students struggling with this particular pathway. We hope that our poster will help students and LAs implement these teaching styles in the future, just as they have helped us in our experience as LAs.